Hey there, it's Alex Ely again. Today we read Judges 2 and 3. And as we dive into the second and third chapters of Judges, our eyes begin to open up to a pretty sad cycle that begins to take some steam. In just a couple of pages, a lot of damage is done. However, we also see that where a lot of damage is done, deliverance takes place. And one great truth that I want us to notice about this passage is that behind every single chapter, every paragraph, and virtually every sentence of the book of Judges is the amazing truth that the Lord is sovereign throughout history. He is definitely controlling what's happening here. Israel, we're told, forsook the Lord and provoked him to anger. So the Lord handed them over to the raiders who plundered them. He sold them to their enemies all around them. And the political and military reversals suffered by Israel during this long period of Judges and right up until the time of David had nothing to do with the relative strength of the Philistines living in prosperous cities like Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron, and Gath. Israel's problems were all divine judgments. When a nation stops acknowledging God, he allows them to get into all kinds of hot water, primarily so that he can once again get their attention. That's the story of Israel, and I can't help but think that this could be our story as well. Second, I think it's important to notice how God confronts the nation of Israel in this. You need to know that God always confronts sin. My hope and prayer, however, is that we'll take a lesson from the people of Israel on this one and respond more appropriately when he confronts us than Israel did. They cried out to God in desperation, and they knew where they had it wrong, but they didn't change, not even a little bit. As we'll read on later in the history, a disobedient king was going to hear a very important little sentence. Maybe we can learn it now. It says, to obey is greater than sacrifice. It's obvious that Israel hadn't learned this as we read the book of Judges. I also want you to notice the progression that's noted in chapter 2. First it says, a generation grew up who didn't know the Lord or what he had done for Israel. No wonder Moses and Joshua both had so much to say about remembering. A generation without personal dealings has now come along and they forgot what God has done. I wonder if it was the fault of the parents who were too busy to teach the children, or if it was the children who were too busy to listen. In all probability, it was both. But when you forget what God has done, you stop giving him glory. Then they did evil and they involved themselves in idolatry. In chapter 3, it hints that idolatry could very well have been a direct result of mixed marriages with the people of the land. One interesting thing noted was the fact that Ehud was left-handed here. Although this may be something that's easily overlooked, it does have some significance. See, Ehud's left-handedness is noted because it was a sign of being cursed in that culture to be left-handed, so no one was. And if you were left-handed by nature, you learned to be right-handed. Since a left-handed person would strap a sword to the opposite thigh of a right-handed warrior, Ehud was able to slip his weapon past Elgin's guards without even being detected. That's kind of cool how God worked, isn't it? Very quickly, we see the writer of this book, who's traditionally been attributed as Samuel, settles into this pattern. Each section starts with this statement: the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Judgment in the form of domination by some foreign oppressor followed, and after a long period of domination, the Israelites cried out to God, and he raised up a deliverer, and the land had peace for a period of years, until once again the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. There's a cycle portrayed in this introduction that we see played out over and over again. Israel forgets God. Israel forsakes God. Israel worships other gods. God sends judgment upon Israel. Israel cries out to God. God raises up a deliverer. God saves Israel. Israel pledges to serve God. Then it starts all over again. You see, these folks were on a terrible, terrible treadmill. And today it's my prayer that we would look at our lives. And if we're on that same treadmill, that through this study of the book of Judges, it'll help us get off of that treadmill. Be blessed.